It's in that pile. Thanks for everybody. If the poets who didn't get on the air would come on up, we're going to keep rolling tape. Maybe we can use some of this on All Things Considered tonight, if you don't mind. We have more stuff. We have stuff from kids at a high school that's pretty good. We have a terrific poem by Sean Plank. We just ran out of time. Do you have it? It's in that pile, I think. Yeah. So, do you want to do yours? We'll start with it. If you guys, they're going to break down. This is a guy named Sean Plank who wrote a great poem about something I heard on the radio quite a bit and kind of got used to in the same way that he did. And we had to cut it for time. But we'll come on up on the stage. We're still rolling. Where are you from?
Sauk Rapids.
Okay. And what is the name of your poem?
An Ode to Farm Market Reports. A change is sweeping over me like a blast of fresh spring air that carries smells of Midwest farms and rich black soil there. I'm embarrassed to admit it, but for years I was confused. But I think I now can understand farm market radio news. I used to curse and swear and kick when reports cut into shows that let me know how many hogs were lined up at St. Joe. This is impossible to follow, I would always quietly groan as announcers muttered numbers in a monk-like monotone. Corn 250 and a quarter to lower, the man would drawl, until his numbers ran together and made no sense at all. Beans a quarter up for June to 6 and 10, July 580, 25 or 6 to 4, and lightweight sows are holding steady. Now, I was born in farmland and know a barrow from a bull. I know my way around cornfields for all the tassels that I've pulled. I know fair price for corn and beans. I've seen livestock sold and bought. But I still didn't get the farm reports for all that I'd been taught. But one day, like a vision, I began to feel less stymied. As I listened to the radio, hearing numbers flitting by me, I didn't strain to listen. Just let the numbers glide on by until I got the feeling of a psychedelic high. With palms turned upward on my knees while hearing quotes for grain, I swear I was transported to a new and different plane. So when your mind goes up in weeds and needs some cultivation, just tune into the farm reports for peaceful meditation. Farm markets are a prayer-like chant, like magical incantations, a mantra for Midwesterners. Free verse lyrics of plantations. With mentions of cash crops and cows, reports tell us we're home in the Midwest, full of fresh spring smells. It's even worthy of a poem.
Thank you very much. Brandy, are you still here? Can you come up? And Dan, can you two come on up and do your part? We got some great poems from kids. You may have seen them on the website, www.mpr.org. And I picked out some of the best stanzas. And so here's Dan Olson once again and Minnesota Public Radio's Brandy Parisi. We're going to do a kind of a tag team rendition of the poems. Wait. These are poems by Charles King's class at St. Francis Junior High. Go ahead, sorry.
Fire, fire, burn real bright. Tell us who'll be burned tonight. Snowmen everywhere will freak to see a fellow snowman shriek. Probably not anymore, though.
I dream of summer like eggs frying in a pan. But I'm still here with ice, snow, and cursed snowman.
Shorts and t-shirt are all you wear when you're running in the cool spring air. Never any shoes, just bare feet, laying down and tanning on the beach.
It's the death of winter and the birth of spring. I can finally get rid of this snow shovel, this ugly thing.
The snowman sits, waiting, innocent, as if winter will never end. I look to my right, the kerosene can in my hand tells its future. As I douse his body, I laugh a sick laugh. And I kiss his mouth. I know it will be our last.
Poetry by Charles King's class at St. Francis Junior High. I'm going to read a poem that Kevin Hennessy, our baseball analyst, brought in. Lynn, were you able to find that poem?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, there you are. Great. Okay. This is one by Kevin Hennessy, who teaches school and raises bees and also scores baseball games for the baseball workshop. And here's his poem. And he also appears on All Things Considered talking about baseball. "You're out," the umpire says emphatically to the snowman, who only argues meekly, water dripping from his face like spit. And to round out part two of the snowman burning, Lynn Warfel Holt. What's your poem called?
Oh, thanks, John. The snowman goes to hell. Post-facto statement of where the poor guy went. This is by Richard Smith of the Hamline University English Department. Unlike Christ, he does not come to steal souls. Unlike Dante, he's not led by reason, personified in the form of an ancient epic poet. Upon arrival, upon liquefaction, the snowman flows straight through hell, a white river, a total of 99 moistures in which the hellions cool their calloused souls. He flows straight to the center of the earth, where Satan is lodged in ice. This is where he belongs. He's comfortable here. He gathers himself together to wait in line behind Judas. He'll be waiting here forever.
So that's it, all that left, a tattered souvenir of the snowman. Thanks very much for coming. Thanks to our great technical crew. I only hope the weather is this good next year. Thanks a bunch. Thanks to the St. Paul Fire Department, too. Big hand, please.